How? Matt Jones is going down.
This lady's
Matt
getting rabid.
Matt Jones Matt is going drunk. Down like Velveeta at the dollar store. You can only boil the noodles so far and put the cheesy sauce on it till you get a win. We're going Buffalo. Buffalo Bills Mafia. You want to shut it down? Huddle up like a penguin, you Patriot bitches. You don't fly. You're not going to fly like we're in the wall cover and beat your asses tonight. Boom.
Give it up for Miss Velveeta.
Hit it.
Oh, Bills Mafia. Jeez. They're ready to go on Saturday night. It is going to be, what, -7 feel like? Just about the feel like, right?
Are they?
Oh, yeah. It's all about the feel like.
Feel like.
But they are fired.
Isn't it really all it's about? It's only about feels like.
Yeah.
It's all it's about.
Yeah.
Because it's not, I get what the temperature says, but, like, you know, what is it really?
Right? Haven't we learned that the last couple days around here? It gets up to, like, 40, and you're like, wow, it's nice out here.
Sunny out. Call me.
Feels good.
I don't care what the temperature. I want to know what it feels like.
Yeah.
Like, that's all that matters.
And if it's -8,
yeah,
you feel like you're freezing.
So
you're dying.
Well, if it's -8, is it -8 or is it really -20 with the wind chill, which feels like -20?
No, the feels like is going to be -8. Yes.
Okay.
But that's still really... Do you guys remember the Super Bowl?
Which
Minnesota?
One?
Minnesota? How cold it was?
Oh, God, yeah.
Like, that was feels like you're going to die.
Yeah.
You don't need to tell me
die.
A number. I almost died.
You almost died.
Leaving
how?
That stupid
I heard
game.
The story.
We followed signs, and all of a sudden we were in like a dead-end chain-link area, and I'm like, this is how it ends.
So wait,
they
were
find
sitting...
me frozen just like shivering.
Wait, hold on. Because you were sitting where I was sitting, right? In the media section, right?
Yes.
So you leave it like whatever, like the end of the third quarter, then you guys start... following those lines, it was like the yellow line that leads you to the field entrance.
Well, no, this
right?
was, we went down to the interviews. Then we came back. We had to work. We don't just get to party like you people.
Okay. Oh, no, I worked.
And then after that, we tried to go to the post-game party, and I almost died.
I thought you left with Marky Mark. You didn't leave with Marky Mark?
I did not.
You didn't leave early?
So who were you with? Who was your muscle?
I don't know who I was. Somebody got an Uber, though, and then you couldn't get an Uber. And I didn't even have the Uber app. I was like, lame old dude. And we finally got an Uber, and I wanted to kiss the man when he showed up. Like, so, he saved my life.
It's amazing you even found one.
So, yeah, so the big game. I mean, Buffalo, they go nuts, right? They get a home playoff game, so there's no question. I don't care if it's -8, -20, they're going to show up. Well, right now, you got, let's see, I saw this, a Bruins-Flyers tickets. Tonight, for the Bruins-Flyers, they're more expensive than tickets that it cost to get into this playoff game, Bills-Patriots. What is going on with the Bills fans? They can't sell out a game for a playoff game. It's more proof that this sport is dying.
Yeah, that's what it is.
It really is.
I know you're mocking it. It is more proof that this sport is growing fast on the stay home and watch on the couch TV side.
Much more comfortable.
Yes. I do think they have a sneaky attendance problem.
How can you claim Bills Mafia and still have tickets available?
It's COVID.
There's a difference. There are tickets
COVID
available.
COVID and the cold?
COVID and the cold is keeping them away.
Big controversy, though, right? Like people, it's only secondary market. Well, I mean, secondary market, when you see tickets for $26 or $35, like they're just giving them away to try to get people in there.
Yeah.
If it was a high demand, they'd be a lot more than $26.
I don't supply and demand.
I looked at these tickets and I'm like, all right, so they're all like upper level, $36, $29. It's like the crappiest of the crap. Okay, that's where you're going to be affected by the weather the most.
But don't you want to get in?
Cheap.
Don't you want to get in? If you're a passionate Bills fan, you want to go see Josh Allen whoop the Patriots like he did the last time he played them. We're going to the next round, baby. We might go to the Super Bowl. Like, you're building momentum. This is what you dream of.
It's probably your last home game. It's your only home
last
game.
Your only home
playoffs.
And it's the trilogy. It's the end of the trilogy.
Their fans are stuck in Canada because they can't cross the border because of COVID.
Yeah, I also
so you think,
that
plays into it?
No, but it's the only... Because I think the Bills are a good fan base. I really do. I think they've been loyal to that team for 20 years through crappy quarterbacks and just no playoffs and being Brady's bitches.
They invented a reason to go to games.
Right.
They invented, that's how much they like it. It was
so
like,
why'd
the team sucks. So do you really think that they're not going to be sold out?
No, but that's not the issue. Why? Because you guys must have people, I got buddies that are like, hey, I was looking at these tickets. It's only a 7-hour drive. If we can get in for like $30.
No way.
And I'm like, you're out of your mind.
You do have Sunday to drive back. You know, just take your time. It's not like
it's
a Sunday game.
I think the -8 is a big deal, but I would flip it. Do you think if this game were being played in Foxborough, -8, same conditions, would there be $20 tickets?
No, it'd be packed.
So to your point.
It'd be packed.
So what does it get down to?
Yeah.
Economics. economics.
Economics.
Well, for $26, you can get in the building.
Listen, we feel the same way about this. You a high price, you know, hoity-toity, like big wigs from Framingham, like with all the money and like the two houses.
The secondary market, guys, isn't $250 a seat. It's $26 to get in.
You're living to paycheck to paycheck.
Have you been to Buffalo lately?
I haven't been there since 07. Like
talk about a depressed 06. City.
COVID unemployment ran out. No more of those paychecks for having kids or whatever you get.
Maybe I missed it because people are talking about, okay, you need vaccine cards to get in the stadium. Canada, the border, and you know, COVID and everything else. Okay, did COVID just sneak up on us or has it been going on for a while on the border of Canada? Like, have they not been selling out this year?
Have they? We're all in this together.
Like, has Buffalo been having issues selling tickets because of these?
I don't believe they've
ever had
issues.
You can't tell me that they were selling out before and then all of a sudden their first playoff game, vaccination cards and COVID at the border is the problem.
I would add this though, but even like a lower level 50-yard line ticket is $123.
That's nothing.
That's economics though. I believe that's economics. I believe that.
Tyler,
if you're in New York City, this would be $350. But since you're in Buffalo,
and you can't get a seat.
It's like real estate. Location.
Ryan, Tyler, what do you got?
So the get-in price for Bills Patriots AFC wildcard game is $26. That is the same price for the Worcester Red Sox at the Toledo Mudhens on May 6th. That is a Friday night AAA baseball game that is the same price as an AFC wild card
game.
One
sport is dying, one sport is thriving.
There you go.
Minor league baseball's taking off.
Mm. Now we're just mocking. Mm. That is not fair.
I feel like there's something to this.
So you think Buffalo is just broke and they can't afford $123?
It's like a third world country.
So what do they get? 20,000 people?
When have you been to Buffalo? I've been to Buffalo.
Yeah, but this isn't like how much is a regular ticket at Buffalo? They don't sell out. They have empty seats all over the freaking place all year long.
They're passionate. They're always there.
So why aren't
they
there now?
They throw eggs at you.
So why aren't they there now? Is it because of the weather? I thought they were tough.
First of all, it's
what about
Thursday.
The first of the year? Something happened to the economy the first of the year? New quarter, new month?
I don't know.
Paid the rent?
I don't know. I just feel like I feel like this has nothing to do. If this is economics, this is, you know, average, you know, pace, salary of, you know, the medium income of the people of Buffalo.
Throw away money left and right.
On food.
Tables.
Tables
cost more than $26. The tables they
break. He's got you there. Those are like $50.
What's up?
Yeah, I know.
By the way, this is the same fan base that calls themselves the self-proclaimed back-to-back best fans in professional football. The Buffalo Bills.
Yeah.
Well, they probably have some making up to do. I wonder. Fine.
You
They're whipping out.
Down.
What, you think it's because of the cold then?
It'll most likely be their last home, only playoff game.
Let me spin this.
Most likely.
Maybe they're supremely confident. Maybe they're saving their money to go to the Super Bowl. It's going to be costly to get to L.A. or Dallas, wherever the Super Bowl ends up. They're being smart.
No.
They don't have a ton of money, so they know that they want to go to the big game.
They're poor.
They're looking past the Patriots. This is such a layup win. Who wants to go to that crappy game?
Oh, my God.
It's a poor city.
Now that everybody up in Buffalo, they got GoFundMe pages.
And this guy goes, it's Buffalo. You been there?
It's terrible.
No, right. They got good food. Go, money's not important.
All right.
Yeah, you know
said
who
the
says
Adams
that?
Mark?
Poor people.
Adams Mark Hotel, they used to stay there, is not a great hotel.
What do you think the nicest hotel in the city of Buffalo is?
Holiday Inn.
Don't have a Ritz.
Which is very nice.
They don't have like a high-end Marriott.
It is the Red Roof Inn.
That's the Red Roof Inn. Stop. We got free breakfast. Guess what?
Free Wi-Fi, free HBO.
I would say go over the border and go to the casino, but
you can't
do that anymore. God, that'd be miserable. I played one summer up there, and if I couldn't go to Canada to go to the casino every night, I don't know what I'd do.
You played for the Bison?
I did. Back in, what year? 06. All right, this hour, Maloney and Forey, brought to you by East Coast Metal Roofing. When we come back, Bart Scott. We heard the issues that Josh Allen has, you know, with circulation in his feet. Well, Bart Scott has some advice for one Josh Allen. We'll do it next.